Current events.
Cutting edge.
Faith.
It's awesome.
Encouragement on the go.
It's the SOS Radio Podcast.
We're all in this together. It's been a rough week or two. I'm Scott on SOS Radio, talking to Kyle Ron, who's the CEO of United Way of Southern Nevada. I'll tell you what, your team's been experiencing all kinds of people asking for help this week. It's cool because United Way actually partners with lots of different nonprofits all over our area, and you've been sort of canvassing who has different needs, who has different resources, who has volunteers, who has transportation, and you've been helping to make sense of it all, Kyle.
Well, it's been really quite eye-opening, and I have to tell you, it feels pretty good to know that my organization, United Way of Southern Nevada, stands up in the center and helps. I have an incredible team. We wouldn't be able to help if we didn't come together as a team to help Southern Nevada.
You've seen a lot of cool partnerships coming together where there are tons of nonprofits that are really struggling right now. Then there's other ones that have a lot of resources and they want to help. What have you been seeing, Kyle?
Well, first thing we did on the 18th of March is we coalesced, or we brought together most of the nonprofits. There's some still coming in and joining this group. We meet on Thursdays via Zoom at 2 o'clock. And when we all came together on the 18th of March, we saw the need to do what we call an asset map, Scott. And what that is we sent out a survey and we mapped what each nonprofit is doing, what they focus on, and then what their bandwidth is, if they have any needs, and then also what their clientele or partners looks like that they serve, and then their volunteer base. So we've got that going. That's on our website. You can see it at uwsn.org/COVID-19. It's called an asset map. And in that meeting, we have community partners, leaders. For instance, the first one was Commissioner Marilyn Kirkpatrick. She came in on the phone call and talked about the emergency need right there, right then, which was containment and helping the most vulnerable who could not get out or should not get out to eat. So from that, five organizations have created a new entity called Delivery with Dignity, and it's for lower income people who are most vulnerable, who should not be out and exposed to COVID, just trying to get food. So that Delivering with Dignity is started by Elaine Wynn Foundation, Copia, Elizabeth Blau and Associates, Moon Ridge Foundation, and of course, United Way of Southern Nevada. It is a software platform that takes those most vulnerable who qualify, inputs them in, and then we have right now, Honeysalt is our beta test site. And what they're doing is preparing a meal for four with starch, protein, vegetable, and a fruit. And they're delivered. On Monday, we did a soft launch, and we delivered 80 meals to an organization's clients called Foster Kinship. These are parents or grandparents taking care of their children's children, rather. We're scaling that, working out the bugs. But it is for those who would not otherwise eat but really can't get out, or should not be out walking amongst the public per our governor's request.
It's amazing to hear all the stories of organizations that are stepping up to help families in need, because there's a lot of people that are really struggling. A lot of us have been furloughed. A lot of us have had hours cut back. A lot of businesses are closed. Maybe you've been sitting at home, and maybe someone in your family has a compromised immune system, or you're elderly and you just think, like, my health isn't great. I can't just go to the grocery store. I can't go do takeout. And frankly, I don't really know how I even feel about all that right now. I'm Scott on SWS Radio. We're talking with Kyle Ron, who's the CEO of United Way of Southern Nevada. Kyle, you've been hearing the stories of people who have been really struggling. Organizations like yours have been pooling resources and working with other nonprofits to figure out, okay, who has resources, who has volunteers, who has assets that we can use to really help people. Kyle, tell me some of the stories of what you've seen this week.
Well, I've seen the good things. I'm one of those people that I see the good things. I was at Target having to get a few things, and a lady had expressed to me her anxiety. She said, I just feel my heart is racing. I can't stop it. She said, I don't know what's wrong. And then I realized it was anxiety. And I just said, breathe, breathe. We got you. I said, we're in this together. There's so many resources and people in our state and nonprofits and our federal government. We're going to get through this, but we're only going to get through it together. And I said, you're going to be okay. I promise. And she looked at me with big tears in her eyes. She said, you're right, aren't you? I said, I am. It's not that I'm right, but I know the heart of Southern Nevada. I know the heart of Nevada. And we are smack dab in the middle of one of the most generous and kind and gentle places in the world. And I moved here by choice, Scott. So I see the good. I see the good, for instance, in delivery with dignity. If you can see the text messages we get from people that say, we wouldn't have eaten today. Bless you. You made us cry. This isn't about making us feel good. This is about giving people hope and keeping those most vulnerable in, and those of us who are serving the population, actually engaging them and pushing them out further, faster, harder to get past this. So I can tell you story after story, but we are running at breakneck speed. I know you all know this who are at home listening, but some of us and our first responders, they've been at this now 2 weeks. We just have to give each other a lot of grace and a lot of space when we see each other as far as kindness, because we're going to get through this. We've got this.
Thanks for streaming Scott Harrell's podcast from SOS Radio.
If you're one of our regular listeners,
would you consider giving it a 5-star rating?
It really helps spread the word.